From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. China's President Hu Jintao has left Italy, where he was to take part in this week's G8 summit, and he's canceled a planned trip to Portugal because of unrest back home. NPR's Anthony Kuhn says a dusk-to-dawn curfew cleared streets in the Xinjiang capital of Urumqi, a day after the country's majority Han took to the streets in armed protest.
Hundreds of Han Chinese marched through the city armed with clubs, knives, and improvised weapons. They condemned ethnic Uyghurs for attacking Han on Sunday. They also expressed doubts that the government could protect them. In a televised speech, Xinjiang Provincial Communist Party boss Wang Lequan said that everyone was shocked by Sunday's violence. Anger at the attacks is understandable, he said. But think about it, comrades. If the Han now band together and attack Uyghurs, would that not be equally painful? Wang beseeched ethnic Han Chinese to stay off the streets and warned that the government had ample force to deal with any troublemakers. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Urumqi, China.
Opponents of this week's Group of Eight summit in L'Aquila, Italy, blocked Rome's main train station on Tuesday. Police there arrested around 36 demonstrators, detaining 11 of them on various charges. Italian authorities hope to avoid a repeat of the violence that marred the G8 summit in Genoa in 2001. A star-studded memorial service for Michael Jackson in Los Angeles drew thousands of fans to the Staples Center and millions of viewers worldwide. Jermaine Jackson sang the Charlie Chaplin song, Smile, saying it was his brother's favorite. Marlon Jackson and others shared personal insights of the entertainer. A distraught 11-year-old Paris Jackson brought the audience to tears when she called her father the best dad she could ever imagine. U.S. stocks plunged Tuesday on concern about the economy. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
After a modest rebound by blue-chip stocks Monday, the broad market resumed its recent slide as investors showed doubt about the economic outlook. From their early March doldrums, stocks rallied by as much as 40% on hopes the $787 billion fiscal stimulus package and the Federal Reserve's easy money policies would spark recovery. But over the past several weeks, suspicion has grown that the economy is not responding as hoped. Talk of a possible second stimulus plan on Capitol Hill and among the president's economic advisors only heightened such fears Tuesday. With four stocks falling for every one that rose on the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Standard & Poor's 500 fell almost 2%. The technology-heavy NASDAQ composite lost close to 2.3%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
This is NPR News. Former U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez will teach at Texas Tech in Lubbock this fall. Gonzalez resigned amid scandal 2 years ago. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
Alberto Gonzalez rocketed to the highest levels of the legal profession. He was White House counsel during President Bush's first term and attorney general in the second term. His name was often mentioned as a possible Supreme Court nominee. But scandals about torture, domestic spying, and U.S. attorney firings steadily ate away at Gonzalez's reputation. He eventually resigned amid questions over whether he had lied to Congress under oath. He remains the subject of ongoing investigations. Former attorneys general usually have their pick of legal jobs in the country, but Gonzalez has said it's been hard for him to find work. An official at Texas Tech confirmed that he had been hired by the school. He's scheduled to teach in the political science department. Gonzalez is from Texas. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
South Korean authorities have issued a cybersecurity alert after several major government agencies, financial and online shopping sites were disabled by an apparent hacker attack. In a statement, South Korea's Communications Commission said it was trying to block the spread of malicious software. Oscar Meyer, the retired chairman of the meat processing company that bears his name, has died at the age of 95. His wife says Meyer died Monday of natural causes at a nursing home in Fitchburg, Wisconsin. Oscar Meyer Foods, founded by Meyer's grandfather and great-uncles, became famous for its hot dogs and lunch meat products. The company is now part of Kraft Foods. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials fell 161 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.